The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
The head chef of Noma, one of the highest rated restaurants in the world, has resigned amid allegations of abuse. This is René Redzepi, who announced his exit on social media, saying, "After more than two decades of building and leading this restaurant, I've decided to step away and allow our extraordinary leaders to now guide the restaurant into its next chapter." Former employees had accused him of creating a toxic work environment, including verbal and physical abuse, according to media reports. And all of this comes on the day that the Noma pop-up was due to open in LA. But on foot of these allegations, two of the major sponsors have pulled out, and there have been protests outside the planned location of that restaurant as we speak. I'm joined on the line now by Tara Gartland, who's owner of Tara Gartland Chocolate. Good morning, Tara.
Hi, Claire.
Lovely to speak to you. And I'm sure you've been watching this story develop with interest, because you are somebody who has worked in these high-end kitchens. You've spoken before about some of the events that have happened in those kitchens, what you've witnessed, what you have experienced. But do you take heart from the fact now that in this Noma story, people are now very willing, it would seem, to come out and tell and explain what's happened to them in a very open and frank way?
So I do think it's really, it does give you a little bit of hope, because a lot of these head chefs of these two Michelin star or three Michelin star restaurants think they're too big to fall, as in they think that they're untouchable and nothing will happen to them and they can do whatever. Because why else would you go around physically or verbally abusing people if you thought there was going to be a repercussion? Mm-hmm. So it's quite nice to see that when people do come together and, you know, take a stand on what is right and stand up for their fellow, you know, their colleagues or people they know, that it can actually have such an effect and cause such a change, because not many head chefs like René Redzepi would be likely to step back easily. Like, these protests have been going on for a very long time. They've been run by an ex-employee, Jason Ignacio White, and he has been doing this. This is not his... It doesn't give him any money, but this is basically like what he does full time now.
Yeah, he's been collecting people's stories and publishing them online. But really, he has created a momentum here that I think made it completely unsustainable for René Redzepi to stay in charge of Noma. Would you agree? I mean, it just came to the point where he had to go.
Yeah, but you would also kind of wonder, has he just stepped back publicly, or what is this going to be? Is it going to be a temporary step, or is he just going to, you know, step away into the behind the curtain until people kind of forget? Because there's a lot of that. People kind of, if it didn't happen to you, or if it doesn't directly affect you, people kind of forget about things like this. They kind of go, oh, sure, what? Oh yeah, I heard something. I don't really, they just forget the specifics. Mm-hmm. And so you'd really hope that this would maintain the momentum and at least implement a side of change in hospitality overall. But I don't know if he'll actually stay out of the day-to-day operations. He might no longer be the face and the head of the restaurant, but who's to say that he'll not be there, you know, pulling the strings behind closed doors like?
Yeah, there was a long article in the New York Times over the weekend about this, and it opens with an example of the abuse. Now, we should note, this is not disputed by René Redzepi, so that in itself mm-hmm. tells its own story. But about this sous chef who he was pushing and shoving him, a young man who had put techno music on in the kitchen. René does not like techno music. So he's punching him and pushing him, orders him outside, gets all of the chefs to surround him in a circle, punches him, hits him, and then orders him to say something of a sexually derogatory nature. And until he says it, nobody is allowed back inside. And then everybody goes back to work. And that seems to be part of a pattern of how René Redzepi behaved. And we do note that he has not denied these allegations. Coupled with that then, Tara, is the fact, and you might be able to speak to this a little bit for us, is that there was a culture in Noma, and perhaps in other restaurants at that level as well, where in the production kitchen, you'd have unpaid interns working 16-hour days for free.
That is not, like, shocking to me. It might be unheard of for a lot of people. In the hospitality, like, restaurant industry, there's a thing called stages. And stages, are you normally a young or a chef from a different country or a different restaurant who wants to learn the techniques and the styles of the restaurant? So Noma being quite a prestigious place and, you know, cooking good food and they've achieved this level, people want to go there and learn. But a restaurant shouldn't be relying on unpaid interns and stages, also called stagiaires, to keep their business running. I've worked in lots of restaurants and like 2-star and 1-star and even normal hotels, and you might get someone on like a work experience, basically going, trying to figure out what part of hospitality that they actually really want.
Mm-hmm.
But this, where the person who's signing up to be a stagiaire at Noma, they have to sign a contract. They're so locked in and they're threatened to be blacklisted from the industry if they try to leave or if they don't perform appropriately. They're trapped in with fear because, like, for me, working with food is my career. It's the thing that I love to do. But I'm at a point of privilege where I can speak out and say whatever I want and I don't really worry about being blacklisted. But when you're young or new or even in a foreign country, you're afraid to speak up for fear of ramifications, especially in a restaurant that's run on violence and fear like that.
Yeah, more from the allegations that I want to bring people. The New York Times interviewed 35 former Noma employees, and they talk about a pattern of physical punishment that Red Zepi inflicted on his staff. He punched employees in the face, jabbed them with kitchen implements, slammed them against the walls. They describe lasting trauma from layers of psychological abuse, including intimidation, body shaming and public ridicule. He threatened to use his influence, as you mentioned, Tara, to get them blacklisted from restaurants around the world, to have their families deported or get their wives fired from their jobs at other businesses. I mean, this is at an extraordinary level.
See, that person, if a person is operating like that, like in a restaurant, like they would, that, how does this go unchecked? Whereas if this was an office setting, everyone would be horrified. There'd be legal action taken immediately. There'd be a HR department acting appropriately. Like Renee Redzepi's mum is the HR person, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that was the case. Now, I saw that in the New York Times at the weekend that she was, and that they've professionalized that function now. But you're right.
Yeah.
At one point she was, and she was vetting people coming through, but they have changed that. But clearly it wasn't enough because he's gone as of today.
But if you look at like that sort of abuse, and it's psychological, like that, those people are walking away with PTSD. Like you don't even know what sort of traumatic trauma is having a long-term effect as well as a short-term effect on those people.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's going to drastically change their life, their career, even their relationships within the hospitality industry, because it's very difficult to stay in that industry when you've been subjected to such abuse.
I just wonder what it is about the industry. I mean, it is celebrity driven, isn't it? I mean, when you have people like Anthony Bourdain calling Red Zepi without doubt the most influential, provocative and important chef in the world. People at this level in Michelin starred restaurants, they are godlike, aren't they? That's how they're treated.
That is how they're treated. And also, I've said this before and I don't mind. I've often thought, having worked with a lot of Michelin star chefs, I've kind of thought the male ones particularly, not trying to be a generalist, but I found them often like talented toddlers, because at this level in hospitality, in restaurants, you don't have to emotionally regulate. You don't have to speak calmly to your colleagues. It's acceptable to have outbursts and act temperamental. Like it's not frowned upon, it's normalized. So you're kind of going, well, there's a problem from the very start.
Mm-hmm.
If you're treated like a god and you throw a tantrum and everyone is just like running around trying to, you know, calm you down and soothe you. I've known chefs who are trying to soothe. Their job is to manage the head chef and keep him calm. Like they'll have another position, but they're the person that can calm down the head chef. You go over there and you calm him down now.
But I'm sure then, Tara, that behaviour breeds that behaviour again in the next generation coming up, because they learn the only way you can control a kitchen and be in charge is to behave like that guy.
It does. It splits two ways. So you get, I was often told I was too nice and too polite and I'd say please and thank you and I don't really like yelling. Like that's and yelling to me, I think, is an ineffective method of communication. So I've gone the opposite way. I try to be nice and calm and explain things patiently. And then, you know, oh, do you have a problem? Just ask me what you don't understand. And then you have the others who go the exact same way. They mm-hmm. follow the path. So you get two very divided kitchens, like different divided styles of kitchens. Like there's lots of kitchens in Ireland that I would say are really nice and are run calmly and, you know, with respect and communication and, you know, no verbal or psychological or physical abuse on site. But you get those who just continue the cycle.
Another eyewitness account, or rather first person account of this abuse. This is a former cook. Red Zeppi physically attacked him more times than he could remember during his time at NOMA. One night in 2011, Red Zeppi noticed that this cook had left a tiny tweezer mark on a flower petal as he placed it onto a dish. Red Zeppi grabbed the straps of his apron, slammed him against the wall, punched him twice in the stomach. A woman who was working in the NOMA kitchen was using her phone, which was forbidden during service. She said she was using it to turn down the volume of the music in the dining room at a guest's request. Without a word, she said, he punched her in the ribs hard enough that she fell against a metal counter and cut her lip on its sharp corner. She was left on the floor bleeding and in tears, but no one said a word as she fled to the dressing room. When a sous chef eventually came to find her, he asked her only whether she was okay to return to work. She went back to her station and finished her shift. And the New York Times verified this by checking. She said she sent an email to her parents telling them what had happened. And they found that email, which was a contemporaneous record of what had happened. Let's just have a look at some of the messages coming in. No surprise about NOMA. Most of these high-end restaurant kitchens are fueled by ego. Another, hopefully shouting, roaring and general abuse is a thing of the past. It's great to hear bullying being spoken about this, but it's everywhere. Kitchens, hospitals and academia. This one. My first job was in a local busy restaurant 20 years ago as a kitchen porter. I was 15. One of the chefs threatened to put my head through a wall. When you'd bend down to get something out of the fridge, they'd say things like, while you're down there, that was a regular in a restaurant. The culture was absolutely toxic. Are you hopeful, Tara, that things are changing?
I do think there's a lot of head chefs in Ireland who would give you hope, but there are also a lot of people who are operating in the most toxic kitchens ever and don't. There's no repercussions for them and people continue to, you know, support them and visit the restaurant and laud them and applaud them for how, you know, wonderful their cooking is. Mm-hmm. Whilst you can hear the shouting and the verbal abuse from behind the door, like you can hear it.
Well, Tara, we can't taste any verbal abuse in your chocolates, I'm glad to say, because they are absolutely beautiful. And that's what you're doing now for yourself with your own business, Tara Gartland Chocolate. And it's lovely to speak to you. Thanks for your time today, Tara Gartland there. And keep the messages coming in, 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.